This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Ah, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com, who I now have to order from. I'll explain that in just a second. And I'm glad that I get to order from them because they're 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. I need two calibers. I know they're going to have them. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. I thought yesterday was a great day, and it was a great day. I picked up DTWS Arms, and while I was there, he was kind enough to build a rifle for me and hand it to me. That kind of thing doesn't happen to me every day. And I've been sitting back and looking at that and just taking the details in. I need to go shoot it. I'm waiting on JT to get back from his honeymoon. Congratulations, JT and Rebecca. But, yesterday was good. Today was equally as good because a couple of things opened up today. I have long been considering, do I need to put any sort of a merchandise out there? The one thing I've always thought about doing but never figured out how to do was how to give recognition to you, the ninjas. So I've got some merchandise coming that identifies you as a ninja. There'll be more on that. But then when I got home after all this running around, I get a notification, and today is Agency Arms Day. And waiting for me at Upstate Armory Group is an Agency Arms, two Agency Arms hybrid pistols. One that formerly used to be an M&P, Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0. The other that used to be formerly, thank God it's no longer, a Glock 19. 2 days, three guns to go shoot. On top of the new out-of-the-box choice of mine, which I have not shot yet, the Sig Sauer P320 carry. I know some of you are going to go, well, Bill, you said you weren't going to get any more Glocks. I have one more gun coming from Agency Arms that I don't really consider by the time they get done with it, it's a whole different beast. If you ever shot one, you would know what I'm talking about. They lose every characteristic of Glock altogether. Or as I refer to them, those that shall not be named. But I've been sitting around going, I wish I had something new to shoot. Now I've got all kinds of new somethings to shoot. JT needs to hurry up and get back. I don't know what, we'll be out there forever. I want to tell you about another thing I'm going to do. And I'm doing this because I reached out and I got a response on this. A lot of you who are gun people have started hunting. If you're a hunter, you may be using different tools than you used before. Or if you are a YouTuber, maybe you want to use a different tool than you've used before. And, this is old news, but for me it's news. It's new to me. I've gotten into the world of drones. And if he gets back, I think he gets back sometime this week. I need to call him and find out. But I'm going to have the guy from Drone Gear come on. I was wearing his hat in the DTWS video. And he's going to talk about the ins and outs of filming with drones. Because he does this all over the world. He knows all of the rules, all of the laws. He's from Australia, but he lives here. He lives in Los Angeles. And he has the Part 107 license or registration or permit that you have to have. That you have to take a test for. And you got to pay to take the test, and if you fail it, you lose the money. And then you got to pay again and take the test. So he specializes in getting you to that point where you only got to pay one time. If you're going to fly the drone and you're going to be at the behest of the FAA or under their thumb, I'm going to try to bring some stuff to you because a lot of the drone is perfect for filming guns and shooting and training. It is a godsend. You don't have to take nearly as much apparatus with you. You don't have to take trolleys and camera platforms and all this other stuff. It also gives you a bunch of cinematic shots and everything that you wouldn't normally get. And not your typical gun topic, I know. But for those of you that like to go film that you're going to go shoot, or if you want to film when you're training, this would be another tool. For people that are in, you know, training people to shoot, you can have the drone high, aim down, looking at everybody, and get a look at how the students are reacting. How are they holding the gun and all this other stuff? You can come from various angles, slow orbits. You can focus it in on one person and watch their technique as they do it. Another thing you can do is for that student, you can follow that student down the range. And if a student wants that, that's something that you can actually give to the student as part of your class. This was your moment when you were out there running the gun. But there's rules with this, and this is, you know, you're flying things, and if you buy a drone, well, you become a pilot. And if you're going to fly in the proximity, you're going to have to, because, see, I'm going to do some crazy stuff with my drone. I'm going to do some crazy stuff. I'm going to line up behind, at SHOT Show. Agency Arms normally has this automatic weapon night to shoot. I'm going to put that thing up in the air. Try to come in behind them when they start, do a low orbit just above them, having the tracers go underneath it, and then spin around and watch it on the impact area. Just because I can. It's an exciting time. The two guns that came from Agency Arms today, I have my initial opinion of them is typical of what they do. Smith & Wesson M&P, I've never been a big fan. I'll be honest with you. What they have done is they've transformed that gun into something that I will carry. The trigger is a whole different animal. The feel is a whole different animal. And they have realized what I've always known they were ergonomically superior to Glock. But they have taken it one step further, and they have blown it away. Then you've got the 19, the former Glock 19, which is now an Agency Arms hybrid, Urban. They're both Urban guns. They're not hybrids. And, of course, it feels exactly like it should. It's got the magazine well and the stipple job and all of the treatment on the trigger and all of the treatment on the slide. And it just barely looks like it used to. It just barely looks like it used to. But all of that notwithstanding, I can talk about them all day. I've got to get them on the range. I've got to get a camera on them, and I've got to let you see what it's like. Same with the DTWS. The gun I have, by the way, is the DTWS Tyre. T-Y-R-E. And it is something to behold. It's on par with... In a lot of cases, it's superior to, as a matter of fact. I have I've had some very high-end AR-15s. Two of them were just so heavy on the front end, it was pathetic. This gun is perfect weight, perfect balance. The trigger is the best trigger I've ever had on an AR-15. The best ever. Ever. And for those of you asking about the barrel that were talking to me on Facebook the other day, that is a DTWS proprietary barrel. That's all I could get. And, you know, with some of these guys, when they start manufacturing some of this stuff, turning the barrel is one of those things that only a few people do. So if they're doing it, that makes it even just that much more special. So just wanted to give a quick run-up as to what is coming up very soon. The other part, tomorrow I'll have Sean Maloney, Arbolus Quarrel, Tatiana Whitlock. That's all tomorrow. We're going to get into the rant when we get back. Stay tuned. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
That's not true. I'm being told in the chat room that I change guns like he changes underwear. That's not true, though, Keith. That's not true. I change more often than that. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to be doing a foray to them in the coming days. I need to buy some 5.56. I need to buy enough to go out and run this gun until it just about drops over and over again. And I'm going to do that because they will have something on special. They will have some deal on this ammo that I need. And it'll get to me quick, and it'll be good. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Now, imagine that you see a young disabled girl being attacked in broad daylight by a group of adults. You recognize the assailants, and you know they've struck before. And these offenders have already paralyzed their latest victim below the waist. There's little time to spare. And there's no help coming from law enforcement. And even if you did call them, you also know the attackers are so well connected that law enforcement wouldn't dare touch them for fear of their livelihood. So nervous but determined to do the right thing, you pull out your weapon. Clearly brandishing, you call out a direct warning to let the girl go immediately. They acknowledge your statement, but refuse to comply, leaving you no other option and little time. You aim and fire. Afterwards, this little girl is no longer in immediate danger, but thanks to the perpetrator, she'll never walk again, and she faces a long, arduous road towards an incomplete convalescence. The perpetrators will make a full recovery. They walk free while charges against you are pressed on their behalf. You are arrested and denied bail. You'll be away from your family for over a year awaiting trial, and if convicted, you'll never vote or be allowed to touch a firearm again. You try to remain calm. Because after all, the law's on your side, right? Then, imagine your disbelief as your lawyer tells you that you won't be allowed to call the girl as a witness or even mention her name at your trial. The jury will only hear from the assailants and won't even know there was an innocent child that you were defending. All they'll be told is that you shot people for no apparent reason and that on top of seeing you serve up to 25 years in prison as a convicted felon, your victims deserved hundreds of thousands of dollars in financial restitution. That may sound awful. Too awful to be true, but this is the direction our courts seem to be moving in. Just as American federal grand juries were originally intended to protect us from tyranny, but instead have now been twisted into the very same instruments of abuse that our founders once reviled under the English crown, the federal rules of evidence once protected citizens from government misbehavior. But the past two centuries, they too have been amended and reinterpreted to all too often reduce the role of the American jury from a moral trier of fact to a mere rubber stamp for activist judges and politically minded prosecutors who can now come to an agreement amongst themselves to block the accused from even arguing they acted to save the lives in the face of mortal danger. When you pair those subversions with anti-Second Amendment federal prosecutors and the legal traditions of self-defense, defense of others, the very heart of the Second Amendment, all of that becomes meaningless, and the gun control lobby could achieve many of its goals without actually repealing the right to bear arms or passing further gun control laws. So, what would a federal hacking trial possibly have to do with any of this? The Obama Justice Department charged somebody with felony hacking. His prosecutors, who were left over from the previous administration, failed to mention in their indictment and refused to acknowledge is that he was defending the life of his innocent learning disabled girl, not with a firearm, but with a keyboard and a mouse. Her name is Justina Pelletier. And coming from Red State, here's the cliff notes of what happened. Justina had been diagnosed and was being treated for an obscure condition known as mitochondrial disease at Tufts Medical Center. Complications arose when she contracted influenza and she was admitted to Boston Children's Hospital. Doctors there rejected the Tufts diagnosis and decided that Justina was suffering from a psychiatric problem. Worse, the doctors at Children's blamed Justina's parents for her condition and accused them of child abuse. Justina went from receiving medical care for her condition at Tufts to being locked in a psychiatric ward at Children's for the better part of a year. She was taken from her parents because her new doctors rejected the diagnosis of her doctors from Tufts. This individual was told by a source close to the story that Justina, a Catholic, was prevented from attending Mass or even receiving communion. She was only allowed to see her parents occasionally and then under the supervision of armed guards. A court placed her parents under a gag order forbidding them about speaking out about this. They eventually broke the gag order, and that's when they started to receive some outside help. Legal counsel for the Pelletiers said that Justina was denied even the rights Massachusetts affords for incarcerated criminals. She was left maimed and paralyzed by the ordeal. So at this point, the case began to draw protests from all over. People feared that Justina was going to die locked up against her and her family's will in the psych ward of a Harvard teaching hospital. That's when Marty Gottsfield decided to take some action. That's the guy. In protest of this, he allegedly arranged a denial of service to the hospital's online donation page and brought it down. He didn't hack into any essential medical systems or maliciously use patient data. He simply took the donation portal offline, hurting nothing but the hospital's pocketbook. That's what happened. This all happened, by the way, in Massachusetts. And neither the Obama DOJ or the governor at the time, Mini-Me Devil Patrick, would lift a finger to protect her. And there's other children at Boston Children's that have, in fact, died. The one thing that is in common here is that everybody that he's going up against is from Harvard or Harvard Medical School. The Boston Children's is a Harvard-affiliated teaching hospital. The prosecutor and his boss and the former Massachusetts governor all went to Harvard. The federal magistrate judge worked at Harvard Medical School and is married to a current professor there. So if the remnants of the Obama administration are able to block anybody from being able to tell the jury that they were acting to defend a life, when not one soul was hurt by his actions, what will happen to gun owners and NRA members under a future anti-gun presidency that tries to do the same in gun cases or move the line still further? What could start happening in conservative states like Texas if the liberal federal prosecutors started indicting self-defense cases? That's not what the Founding Fathers intended when they included the right to keep and bear arms and the guarantee of a trial by a jury in the Bill of Rights. That's real. That is a real thing. Then just make that up. So, bear all that in mind. But that may only happen in Massachusetts. I'm not sure about that. Whatever it is an outrage. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Back in the saddle, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. If you own a modern firearm, and when I say modern, I mean anything made since 1950, Ammunition Depot has ammunition for you. Shotgun, pistol, centerfire rifle, rimfire. It doesn't matter. They have it. And they keep copious amounts of it on hand. And in each one of those categories, whichever one it is, whichever caliber you're involved in, they have numerous sales and specials going on. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, Trump was just at the G20 conference. He gave a speech there, and during his speech, he did a really good job highlighting the strong, enduring relationships the United States has with Poland and our NATO allies, the tremendous importance of maintaining those relationships, and the need to band together to defeat ISIS and other enemies of Western civilization. And bear in mind what we say when we say Western civilization. We mean in the entirety of Europe, the United States, that kind of thing. Try to make a mental note of all the things I just didn't mention in that, okay? To any normal American, that was likely reminiscent of Reagan's address to the British Parliament in 1982, or speeches made by Churchill and President Roosevelt during the World War II era. The left-wing media, of course, saw something entirely different. One article in the Atlantic described the speech as racial and religious paranoia, saying to be considered Western, a country must be largely Christian, preferably Protestant or Catholic, and largely white. Then I suppose to support its faulty thesis, they wrongly suggest that there's some confusion as to whether Latin American countries are part of Western civilization, saying while they are mostly Christian by U.S. standards, they're not clearly white. There you have a perfect example of the writer creating a false definition, then projecting it upon Latin America. He ignores that modern Latin American civilization was developed by settlers from Western Europe, and that the leader of the Catholic Church is from Argentina. That's entirely profoundly ignorant or delusional. A story by Vox Media called the speech an alt-right manifesto because Trump urged NATO allies to fight like the Poles for family, for freedom, for country, and for God. That sounds like a Chevrolet commercial, doesn't it? After all, it's the Declaration of Independence that states Americans hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I wonder if Thomas Jefferson would be considered alt-right by Vox. A writer at Slate claimed that Trump's only definable ideology was white American chauvinism and said the speech in Warsaw fit comfortably into a long history of white nationalistic rhetoric. They might have missed that when he said, above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. Here's the problem. The media is so frenzied in their disdain for the president, they're operating in a distorted version of reality, sort of like that funhouse mirror, you know, where either their head is twice as long or their body is twice as short. They're looking at a distorted version of reality. The problem here is that members of the media cannot accept that the American people chose Donald Trump to represent them, so they've turned to this false world of facts in an effort to wage war on the White House. And they might find it useful to consider that what President Reagan said to the British Parliament in 1982. Self-delusion in the face of unpleasant facts is folly. While it's not surprising that the media attacked Trump's Warsaw speech, they were committed to doing that regardless of what he said. No matter what he said about, the offensive against Western civilization is simply baffling. Western civilization grew out of centuries of spiritual and intellectual thought going back to Jerusalem, Athens, and Rome. It has produced foundational documents such as the Magna Carta, part of the bedrock for our concept that all people are equal under the law. To suggest that we are racist or intolerant is to deny the fabric by which our modern society has evolved, particularly in the United States. The effects of Western civilization on the world have amounted to a continual pattern of technological advancement, the creation of free markets, healthy competition, enforcement of the rule of law, and the promotion of freedom of thought. And that last hallmark points to the most absurd aspect of the media railing against Western civilization, because without it, there is no free press. They are in combat against the very thing that enables them. So is that delusional or is that ignorance? You know, America is not about being a Caucasian. Western civilization is not about being a Caucasian. I do not claim that we operate in this world without faults. Of course we have faults. But there's some things we don't do. And see, all of this is a setup to normalize Islam. To normalize Islam. To get out there and say, well, it's the religion of peace. Islam is not a religion. And it was never intended to be a religion. Islam is more of a system. It's like socialism or communism or democracy. Islamism, or however you would pronounce, whatever ism it is. They have finance involved in that. They have legality, you know, they have a legal system involved in that. They have norms of family behavior and culture. And it is entirely built, you know, for especially, I don't understand any female on this planet that would get out there and defend them. I don't get it. That is one of those things that just makes me scratch my head. I see a lot of females that convert to Islam around here. And I hope that works for them. I really do. Because I don't wish anything ill against Islam. I just want Islam to leave us alone. If Islam wants to, you know, exist in a 7th century mindset, okay, that's fine. Hang out in the Middle East. If you got to kill some people, kill each other. Because being a Muslim in Islam is no joke. I mean, a bad perception can ruin the rest of your life at any given moment in a Sharia society. So, this getting out there and wanting to make everything about race, it is not about race. Trump is not about race. Trump, you know. I know that you guys... Let me just encapsulate this and make it simple for you. We voted for him. We know what he's about. We don't care what you think of him. You can keep coming at us with this stuff, and we're just going to not care. Every time you do this, all we see is anti-Trump. And all we remember was that we didn't like Obama that much, but we weren't going running around doing everything. You know, we weren't saying, he's not my president. He stole it. But you know, there were people doing things like the birth, you know, the birthright or the birth certificate and stuff like that. Yes. But now that we look at everything that he's done, there's a lot of people saying, oh, okay. Broke a few rules here with Russia there, didn't you? Broke a few rules with this and with that. And he was the one colluding. But it wasn't a crime because collusion is not a crime in that sense. Ah, media. When we get back, we're going to talk about the modified trigger myth. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. Accessories, they have a huge selection of magazines for your semi-auto pistol or rifle. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I peruse a lot of podcasts. Primarily, I look at their show notes because I don't have that much time to listen to them. I wish I did. But inevitably, I will always find some legal mind who thinks they're going to tell me something that I've discussed it here with Sean Maloney. I've examined it with other people in the past. So let's examine this, shall we? What are the things about modified guns or boutique guns or whatever you want to call them is inevitably something is done to radically modify that trigger, to make it crisper, to make it faster on the reset, to make it a little lighter, a light trigger, right? And let's not confuse that with the hair trigger. This is the one where you look at it and it goes off, right? No, we're talking about a light trigger. And when I say light, I mean 3.5 pounds of pressure, which is typically a competition weight. The reason competitors have it that light is so they can hit a target really fast and often. Why wouldn't you have that in a self-defense gun? So this oft-repeated trope is that modified triggers are a legal liability. You should never do that to a carry gun. Every carry gun should be box stock, and if possible, worse than it was when you got it. Because a lighter, crisper trigger pull can show that you wanted to be able to kill someone more easily. And a prosecutor is going to eat you alive if you modify your trigger. Disregard all of that. But that's why some people recommend that you never modify a gun, such as one you might place in a concealed carry holster or pack around on a daily basis. That's intended as a defensive weapon. Competition guns are okay. Hunting rifles, all right. But don't touch your nightstand, pistol, or carry gun at all. Question is all of that true? On paper, it makes a certain amount of sense from a particular perspective that a lighter trigger might be evidence of someone looking or hoping to be involved in shooting. It's a delusional perspective, but, there's one out there. But this, I'm not trying to give legal advice. I'm basically telling you what I've been told. All that, what I'm about to tell you, now understand this, what I'm about to tell you is not likely to be much of an issue in proving self-defense. Self-defense means an imminent and immediate threat
is an imminent and immediate threat. A 4-pound trigger pull makes as little difference as a 10-pound trigger pull. But, you know, like I said, this isn't legal advice, but the fact of the matter is a claim of justified shooting doesn't hang on the gun that's used. It hangs upon the circumstance under which it was used. Now, where it appears to make a difference is in cases where that revolve around some sort of negligence. Usually it's where a defendant argues that a discharge happened inadvertently due to a lightened trigger pull. Like, for instance, the People versus Magliotto, a 1985 case from New York. The defendant, one Frank Magliotto, drew his snub nose, that had been modified for a lighter trigger pull, around 4 pounds in a single action mode, during a confrontation over a parking lot fender bender. Magliotto cocked the pistol in case he had to fire and aimed it at his assailant, one Anthony Gianni of New Jersey, who was about 15 yards away and holding a nightstick. A car passed between them, close to Magliotto, whose pistol discharged and hit Gianni in the head, killing him. Magliotto contended that while he had drawn, cocked, and aimed, he didn't intend to fire. The car that passed by startled him, and the hair trigger just went off. His defense stipulated that he had drawn and cocked the pistol and killed Gianni, but what they disputed was disregard of human life, since the gun was a hair trigger. Barely any pressure nor length of pull was required to discharge the gun. Magliotto was initially convicted of second-degree homicide, but upon appeal, he had his sentence reduced to second-degree manslaughter. But the trigger was not a factor in the reduction of sentence. The appellate court didn't buy his explanation. Having cocked the pistol meant he knowingly engaged the single-action trigger, and what got his conviction reduced was actually a procedural error by the jury. There are other cases where the gun just went off in a similar manner. You can look them up if you're curious. There's a good resource out there called Legal, L-E-A-G-E-G-L-E. Usually the claim is something akin to it just went off or something to that effect, and it's almost always in the effort to plead down or to have a sentence reduced to that of a lesser offense. Most of the time it just went off. That doesn't work anymore. Just like Magliotto, procedural errors are far more likely to do the trick. It also seems to be common for people to claim a gun has a hair trigger only for a trigger gauge to find such claims wanting. So if you hear somebody talking about how a modified trigger will get you buried by a jury, a justified shooting is always going to be a justified shooting. The details are what matter. The circumstance is what matters. If you're facing disparity of force, well, here's the thing to think about. In my case, disparity of force, and in a lot of cases with people, you know, like I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm looming up on 60 now. What used to be true that seems like I remember just like yesterday is no longer true physically. So against somebody who's 30, I have a disparity of force physically. If I didn't have that, I have this divot in my chest. Now, I'm told that it has healed, but, you know, most people don't have scar tissue holding their chest together unless you've had open heart surgery. So to that end, that lowers the bar a little bit more. If I'm facing more than one opponent, there's so many things that come into play with that. If I'm facing that and I draw the gun, then there, you know, first of all, the imminent threat is satisfied. Now, if I draw one of the agency guns versus, say, the stock P320, the agency gun is going to have a lighter trigger. Thankfully, because I've shot them so many times and because I've trained often enough, I'm not going to have if my finger is on the trigger, it will be because I meant to shoot. It will not be negligent. It will be purposeful. And if it comes up, and if some prosecutors out there say, you know, I'll have somebody like Sean Maloney stand up and say, well, Your Honor, he had that trigger that way because he wanted to hit his opponent or his target and not some bystander. It's much easier to hit something with a better trigger pull. Not lighter, per se, but better. One of the things all these striker fire guns seem to have over double action only pistols is a somewhat lighter, better trigger. Instead of pulling back a bunch of mechanical pieces, you're just, you know, pulling back a spring and getting that striker ready to go. And that matters. But if anybody, if anybody out there thinks that you can't modify a gun, that you can't put an RMR on it, that you can't, so many things that you can't do because you're going to be called a mad dog, disregard that. And I don't care where you've seen it, and I don't care who you've heard tell you that. And listen, I've heard lawyers say this. I've heard supposed self-defense lawyers say this. And the people that I've spoken with, and I've spoken with more than Sean, they agree. It's more about the circumstance. Why did you have the gun out? Mr. Magliotto, the whole thing about facing somebody with a club, it makes better sense to have the gun out and at low ready than pointed at somebody's head. And he had to have his finger on the trigger to be startled to pull that trigger in the first place. Didn't you? If you train, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But when you hear people say, well, because I carry agency guns. I'll carry an agency gun in a heartbeat as a self-defense gun. I'll carry the Glockzilla as a self-defense gun. It's a 10 millimeter. A 10 millimeter with a light trigger. Can you imagine? I don't care. I know what the law is. I'm not worried about what all the other armchair warriors have to say about it. Don't you be that way either. We're going to sashay on into the second hour because the first hour went so quick. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on the dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.